Hello, everybody. Yeah, it's me, Buddha, from Surf Guru for your Foam Ball Friday, Sand Facial Saturday, and Swami Says Sunday Surf Report, all brought to you by the Main Street Pub. Now, that's downtown, baby. Main Street Pub. Thanks for sponsoring the report for the next couple days. And we had good swell all week long from Chris, and we still have a faint background swell right tides for the next couple days. And it looks like the offshore winds in the morning, light southeast winds, the variable winds in the afternoon, and a little background swell. Look for the lower tides for it to be rideable during the summertime. The high tides are too deep, lower tide in the summer, higher tide in the wintertime. So right now, low tide is the tide you're looking for. 2 hours before and a couple hours right after low tide could be some fun longboard surf. Cocoa Beach area, Second Light, Cocoa Beach Pier. All right, we got to keep the surf cams free. We've got a lot of sponsors here that help keep the surf cams free. It's up to you guys in the audience. Let them know you heard it or saw it here. I'm the guru. All right, we're going to be back from Mahalo Monday. We've got a couple little commercials here that help keep the surf cams free and pay the bills here at Guru. All right, I was on the Facebook today. Saw some killer little video from some early vintage Melbourne Beach surf contest days with Curtis Bird and all the crew were there. And it's a little nice little video. Mr. Lucas put it up there. Check it on the Facebook, and it's also on the YouTube. And it's about 9 minutes long. It's got a lot of photos and different stuff. And Curtis talks about how the old days of how starting up the Melbourne Beach Pineapple Contest all got started. All right, you guys have a great weekend. We'll be back for Mahalo Monday. Don't forget about the Main Street Pub, baby. All right, take it easy. Surf Guru. See ya. Hello, everyone. Let's talk about Mary Moon's Surf Art Camp, one of our new guru sponsors. Located in Cocoa Beach, Mary's Surf Art Camp has professional surf instruction in the morning and then teaches hands-on different types of art projects during the hot afternoons. From watercolors to mosaics, kids can learn how to make different style art projects. For more info, check out my Buddha's Local Spotlight on the front page of Guru, or check out Mary Moon's Surf Art Camp website at marymoonarts.com. Or give them a call at 321-799-3432 and tell them Buddha sent you. See ya! Let me go over the Surf Art Camp schedule for you. It's running down to the end of the summer here. We got Session 5, July 9th through July 13th. 6, July 16th to the 20th. The Session 7, the 23rd through the 27th. And the last session of the summer, Session 8, July 30th through August 3rd. So give them a call. Get yourself in there to the Surf Art Camp before the summer's over. See you later, Surf Guru. Hey everybody, yeah, it's me, Buddha, from Surf Guru. Got a killer product here we're going to talk about called the Quiver Grip. It's a new take on surfboard storage that's different from anything else out there. What appears to be a simple design is actually the culmination of years of testing. Check them out on the Buddha's Local Spotlight or on their website at quivergrip.com.